Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Availability. So again, guys, if you're interested at all in filtering, and I can tell you this, I have really, truly been able to enjoy movies again because I can play them and not worry about 18 F-bombs being dropped when my kids are passing behind the couch or when they're watching with me. So it has really made a difference in my household. Availability. It's available now. VidAngel doesn't have to wait for Disney or Congress to decide what they want to do because the preliminary injunction applies only to movies copyrighted by four companies. VidAngel is already free to start filtering all other studios' movies. That's a gutsy call, Neil. Do you, when you do that kind of thing, do you feel like you're inviting another stamp down from the media giants?
Well, I'll tell you what would have been really gutsy would have been building the new service and then offering the plaintiff's titles on there. That would have been really gutsy. So we feel like we've been really above board about this, and we're building a system that actually works for families and works for make sure that the studios get the payment the way that they say that they want it. We've since discovered that, you know, Disney's not going to play ball even still on the new system. And so we're going to have to pursue this in the courts. But people say, hey, are you freaking out because the biggest companies in the world are suing you? And then there's all this talk about whether we're renegades and all this. No. We're just people who are trying to. We're four brothers who have young children, and we're out to solve a problem that a lot of other people had, and we're going to solve it. And we read the laws and said, okay, this is the way to solve it within the laws. We talked to the studios. We've tried to do this the right way through the entire process. They've opposed it. They've tried to make us look bad. They've tried to make us look like we have malintent or that we're just out to make a profit. But in reality, we're going to provide this service for families, and we're going to win long term. And I think the studio's behavior shows that what they're really afraid of is filtering and being. Having their directors get after them and make fun of them, or close their contracts with them because they embrace the concept of filtering. But VidAngel can do that. Studios don't have to do it. Families don't have to get permissions from the studios. All the families need to do is make sure they're paying for the movie, and then they should be able to do it. That's what the law says,
guys. If you want, look, right there. That 3 minutes. By the way, Christopher, cut that 3 minutes out, and we're going to give that away. That was a lesson in, okay, so what do you say? Saw a problem that lots of people have, and I went to solve that problem. That's lesson 101 in starting a business. Did the due diligence after that. Hey, looked at all the applicable laws, saw that what we were planning on doing was well within the laws. And so then we had goodness and heart and hard work and diligence and perseverance and just got after it and got it done. And so they got some repercussions after the fact. Big deal. Who doesn't? If you started a new company and one of your drivers was in a truck and just bumped into someone, you're going to have repercussions from that. It doesn't mean you don't start the business, right, or buy the truck. No, it just means that that kind of stuff happens. It's this, like I said, I think And Neil, I really do. I just appreciate the fact that you guys have done this. I appreciate the fact that that is being successful. And I can tell you, in a personal experience, it's really helped my family. These are the kind of characteristics that you need to be an entrepreneur. And Neil's got him in spades, and boy, he's having success because of it. So what we have about 2 minutes before I'm going to let you go, and I got to get to the news here. But tell me what the future looks like for VidAngel. How far? Where's the lawsuit? Where's it going? And you already said what the prospects are. You think you're going to win? Tell me how you're going to win. What that's going to look like?
Can I just back up for 1 second to your entrepreneurial audience and the ones who are listening to about finance and just say one thing?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we put people up on a pedestal,
yep,
because of things that they've done or experiences they've been through. But you and I are the same. We're both the same before God. We're both children of God, and we're brothers and sisters, whoever's in the audience. And all I would say is that anyone who has any inkling that they want to get into entrepreneurship or want to try something new, I prefer to live life saying to myself, not having to say to myself, what if I would have tried this?
Yeah.
And if you try it, just try it and fail, and it's okay. So I just wanted to say that. I don't want people to think that I'm larger than life or that anyone is, that they just go out and do it themselves. Give it a shot. So what's next for VidAngel? We continue to grow. We have lots of great content coming out. We have new tech that's coming down the pipeline, a number of new platforms. We just launched TVOS and Amazon Fire TV, and we have other platforms coming down the pipeline. We have some original content that's coming, and then we think it's only a matter of time before we prevail with the plaintiffs, and Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers content is available again for filtering on our service. So